What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 41. All right, so this is a solo week, and this is a lesson that I know to be true, and it hit me kind of square in the eyes here a couple weeks back, and so I wanted to make sure that I pass it on to you. Hopefully, you guys enjoy this. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? So again, welcome back to another solo episode. As always, so excited to have you along for the ride. All right, so I did actually an Instagram post about this topic here, I don't know, a few days back, maybe last week, I don't remember. But it's something that I know to be true. And one thing that I'll always, again, try to do, especially in the solo podcast where I guess it's just me, is talk to you about things that I know to be true. And this is something to where it almost seems to defy logic sometimes, but I think it's even more important, again, with kind of all the craziness that's going on. A lot of people struggling, hurting, depressed, anxiety, like a lot of that stuff is going through the roof. It doesn't matter like where you look. Any of the statistics show that right now people are more stressed out, they're more nervous, they're more anxious. All of that stuff is going on right now. And so one of the things that I know for me, all right, so let's go probably 5 or 6 weeks back. In fact, actually, I talked a little bit about it on my last solo podcast, if you heard that one. But with all of the coronavirus stuff and with all of the just kind of the uncertainty that's going on right now for any business, my business, most people's businesses, you know, there's a lot of just kind of unknown uncertainty. And typically during those times, what it does is it makes people kind of pull back. Right? Like usually, because we kind of have that fight or flight mentality. And for most people, when something is going on that they don't like, they kind of pull back, they kind of take the flight route. And so what happens when you're running a business, especially when you're in kind of the business consulting world, is that businesses start tightening up, people start tightening up, and they stop paying maybe for things that they used to pay for. So I see that, you know, again, going back like 5 or 6 weeks, coronavirus kind of, you know, taking a toll on businesses. And then you had a lot of the civil unrest going on, and people just didn't really know what to do. They didn't necessarily know what they should be doing with their business, didn't know if they should be trying to grow, trying to just pinch every penny. And so that actually started affecting my business. And so I went through like a 3 week stretch to where, I mean, honestly, guys, it was probably one of the worst 3 week stretches I've had income wise for 6 years, probably, like somewhere in there. And so my natural reaction, again, because when I say like most businesses do this, I mean, really what I'm saying is like pretty much we all do that. And so when that happened, my first reaction was to kind of pull back, you know, really hunker down with your money and everything else. Well, around the same time period, again, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I don't know, about the same time period, a friend of mine, and I wouldn't say he's a good friend, but definitely somebody that I know, he got hurt in a rodeo. He actually got kicked right in the stomach and ended up in intensive care, tons of medical bills, tons of just strife for his family. And the thing that a lot of people don't realize too is that it's one thing when you have all the medical bills, but it's another thing when you lose an income, right? When someone's not able to go to work, not able to provide money for a family, the medical bills are awful. They can really stack up, especially if you're in ICU. But even on top of that, it's like you're also losing your income as well, because obviously you're not able to work. And so somebody had started up a GoFundMe page for this family. Now, the first time I seen it, I was like, okay, I should donate. And then I just didn't, right? Like you're scrolling through Facebook, you see the page, and you're wondering what's going on and, you know, how he's doing and everything else. But it's like, I should donate. And it's like, okay, I will later. And then, you know, you see it again, scrolling through Facebook and like, okay, I need to donate. But then it was like, you know, like things have been kind of tight for me. I don't like, yeah, I can donate. I can afford it. Right. But it's like, I should probably just, you know, I'm sure other people will pick up the tab. And I don't know, like, it's kind of embarrassing even telling you this, because like that thought actually was going through my head. And I think there's probably a lot of us that use that justification, right? Like, yeah, I know they need help, but like, I need help right now. My business isn't doing well, or I'm not making very much money. And so like, I probably passed by this GoFundMe page from different people sharing it and everything else on Facebook, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. And finally, I remember like having this internal conversation with myself saying like, are you freaking kidding me right now? You know, like there's a family that needs help. It's a family that you know, and you're being so selfish that you're not willing to help them out, like anything, not any money at all. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. And so, you know, I ended up donating to him. And I don't tell you that because I want you to be like, oh, Derek's such a charitable person. What a good, I don't tell you that at all. I tell you that because I believe that there are certain, I don't know if you want to call them laws or principles or just things that are true. And I don't know where this comes from. Like for me personally, being, you know, a Christian person, I kind of feel like it's a God thing. But again, if you're not, that's fine. Maybe it's a universe thing, or maybe it's just a good human being thing, right? But I truly feel like when you're willing to give, like you're blessing somebody else and you also get blessings in return. Like I truly believe that. Like the people who I know that are very successful in business, they're typically willing to pay money to other people to help them get places. And that allows other people to pay them easier because they're willing to give and to accept, right? Like one of the misconceptions I think with businesses is that I truly believe a lot of businesses aren't more successful because they don't know how to accept money from people. They feel like maybe they're overcharging people or they're, you know, taking advantage or whatever else, right? And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that they know that they're not willing to shell out that amount of money to do something like what they're asking other people to do, right? And so there, it's almost like this law of reciprocity. Did I say that word right? Right? It like, but it's all reciprocal. Okay. So the more that you're willing to give, I feel like the more that you're open to receive. And I also feel like that the more that you're willing to give, the more fulfilled you'll be. So even if you give and you never get anything in return, like I believe it makes you happier. I believe it makes you a more fulfilled person because, you know, like to me, the true judge of character is, are you able to help somebody out who may never be able to repay that, right? Are you able to give without expecting anything in return? And I know that there's been certain times in my life, and yes, I donate to charities and everything else, to different charities. There's a couple that I really firmly believe in. You know, St. Jude's is one that I've always felt like, you know, it's a good cause. You know, Operation Underground Railroad, they help like sex trafficking kids get out, get re-educated and get like the therapy and the help that they need for the hell that they went through. Like that's another cause that I donate to every month. And the reason why I do that is because like, I feel like it's better when you can help people, even if they can never help you back. Like I'll never know with the donations that I make to Operation Underground Railroad, any of the kids' lives that maybe I impact. But just knowing that they're out there doing things that are making the world a better place, like I feel good about giving, you know, being able to donate to this family. But the weird thing is that happened is that it was like I went through like this 3-week just awful streak with my business, with like making no money, basically, right? And it was like once I did that, it was like the floodgates opened up and business became great, like very, very good. And I'm not saying it happened just because I went out there and I gave to this family a little bit of money, right? I don't believe that happened. But what I do believe is that so oftentimes we go through hard things and we feel like the way out of that is just to buckle down and to be greedy. In fact, probably one of the most controversial posts that I guess I've ever done on social media, I don't know, it's probably like a year ago from now. You go back and look and it got all these comments and all these people hating on me. But I still believe it to be true. And maybe I didn't phrase it the right way. I don't know. I'm not always elegant with the way that I write things. I know that. Or maybe the way that I come across, maybe it came across bad. But kind of the post stemmed from, I was at a live event and the presenter at the live event said, you know, if you're somebody who's not making any money, you're greedy, right? And it was basically like flipping the whole greed paradigm on its end. But just coming at it from a different angle. And I know when you hear that, you think, okay, how can a poor person be greedy? Well, so this presenter was saying the reason why a poor person is greedy is because if you're not making any money, you're not able to give away to other people. if you're the type of person that's working 60 hours a week and barely even getting by, number one, you don't have any time to donate, most likely. You don't have any resources or money to donate to help other people. And so, in fact, because you are stuck and because you're not willing to do something that's bigger and makes more money and so on and so forth, you actually are being greedy because you're not able to help other people. Now, there's parts of that, in all honesty, that I agree with, and there's other things that I know circumstances can happen. And so, like, when you come out and say it that way, it sounds pretty hardcore, but I honestly do believe kind of in the principles of that, because I believe that greed isn't just for the rich person, right? And I know that that's what we think of when we talk about greed, is that rich person that just sits in their basement and counts their money and hoards their money. And absolutely, are those people? There 100% are. I know some, you know some, I'm sure. But there's also people on the other end of the spectrum that are so worried about only getting themselves by that they never even consider being able to help out another human being. They're so consumed. And it happens to all of us. This is exactly where I was just a couple weeks ago. And guys, I've made a lot of money over the last several years, right? And even still, like, that gets to me. And so I guess what it comes back to is like, I was being greedy, even though that, like, you know, I could justify it in saying the business is slower and I have these expenses and we're building this other business and I need every penny that we can to be able to fuel this business. And, you know, my wife stays home and so all the financial pressure is on me and blah, blah. Like, I could make 100 reasons why I should just scroll right by that GoFundMe page and not donate. I could. And I bet you that most of you out there, if you're being 100% honest, you could say the same thing. That you can justify as to why you're not donating, maybe at church, maybe why you're not donating to that family down the road that's fallen on hard times, maybe why you're not donating to that friend's medical fund, or maybe even it's that stranger's fund, but you see the story and you got freaking tears rolling down your face, but yet you're like, ah, man, I just can't afford to give to them. I hope somebody else does, right? Like, I hope somebody else I really want these people. And like, it's such a hard paradigm shift to get out of, kind of that scarcity mindset. And again, like, when I started the podcast, like, one of the things that I hope that I can do, and one of the things that I'll continue doing my best to do, is to have people have maybe a mindset shift, right? Like, I'm not here to try to change your life and to be Tony Robbins. I say that all the time and I'm not. But what I do want to be able to do is to maybe just give you a different perspective on something than what you normally have. Because again, it is so easy, especially in hard times like we're all going through right now. I don't know a single person right now that's stoked about what's going on in the world, right? No one likes the social unrest. No one likes the coronavirus stuff. No one likes all the negativity that's on social media and basically in every part of our life right now. Not a single person. But the question is, like, what do you do from there? Do you pull back? Do you stop helping out your fellow people? You know, your fellow humans, your fellow friends, your family, whoever else? Or do you give freely, right? Do you help out more now? Because now is when people are hurting, right? And I know that even like on the last solo podcast, I talk about, you know, it's okay to have a bad day. But guys, I'm here to tell you that one of the ways to get out of a bad day is to help somebody else out, right? And to do it without expecting anything in return. Like when I gave to that GoFundMe thing, I didn't do it because I was like, well, now my business is going to turn around. I'm going to make a bunch of money. It was like, no, this is ridiculous. This is a family that's in need. I'm in a position where I can help them. Even if I want to say that I'm not, I still am. And I did it. And because of that, like, it just made me feel like I was doing something bigger than myself. Again, we talk a lot about legacy on this podcast, right? Like, every single person I have on, the last question that I ask them is, what do you want your legacy to be? I know for me, like, I want my legacy to be that I was someone that helped people, right? Like, one of the reasons why I've coached high school sports, obviously I love the game of football, but it's not for the money. Like, the money's terrible. Like, if you break it down, it's usually like $1 an hour probably, right? But I hope that in some way, shape, or form, I can impact kids by donating my time to that. I could make more money with my business by not coaching any sports, right? By not coaching football. But I hope that, like, there's some impact, something that I will be able to leave behind that's bigger than myself. And I hope that, like, maybe this episode today will get us to focus on just some things that are outside of ourselves. You know, there's people hurting and there's things that we can do to help them, right? Like, for some of you, maybe it really is you really are in a dire financial situation and you can't donate your money. But you know what? Maybe you could donate your time. Like, the other day, I mean, it was really cool. Like, my wife was on her way to town. Some old lady had gotten a flat tire. She pulled over. She was just distraught, didn't know what to do. And so my wife helped her out, right? And like, she comes home, and the coolest thing was about that is that she had our kids with her. And so our kids saw her. Like, my wife didn't need to pull over and help this lady out. I mean, how many of us would have probably just driven right by her, right? And been like, oh, that sucks. You know, hopefully she can call somebody to help, right? But no, like, my wife is a good person. She pulled over. She helped the lady out. My kids saw that. My kids saw my wife give freely, right? Give without with any type of expectation in return. And the lady ended up just being so grateful, bought her a gift card to the coffee shop. But the thing is that the coffee shop gift certificate doesn't do anything, right? I mean, cool. Like, yeah, it's some coffee. But the fact that she was able to help out another human being and the fact that our kids were able to see it, like, that to me is the good stuff. That to me is why we're here, right? Like, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know. It's like almost embarrassing telling you this because, again, like, I'm not telling you this because I want you to think that I'm just a great guy or something like that. But I tell you this because, you know, it's more about the feeling behind it. So a couple of years ago when we lived in Emmett before we moved back to the ranch, we sponsored a family for Christmas. It was a grandma who had ended up, like, she had some horrible things, like, with her kids. And I think there were some deaths and some drug addictions. And anyways, she ended up with, I believe it was three grandkids that she was raising. I think she was working like two different jobs and just didn't have any money, just doing everything she could to put food on the table for these kids. And we were able to donate a good chunk of money, like a pretty good chunk of money, to help them out for Christmas. Now, this was supposed to be like a Secret Santa type of thing or whatever, you know, completely like secretive. No one was supposed to know. Like, obviously the church knew that we were donating money or whatever, but the family wasn't supposed to know. But I remember, like, she found out somehow. The lady found out somehow that we had done that. And she had, like, sent a message to my wife, and it was so awesome. Because these three kids probably would have woke up on Christmas morning and not had anything, or maybe a present or something like that. Like there was just no money for this family. And instead they got, like, some badass stuff, right? Like, some really, really cool stuff. And I remember, like my Christmas is complete at that point. Like, I don't care if anybody gets me a present. Like, just the feeling that I got and the fulfillment that I got from doing that, it was like, that is the good stuff right there. And so, like, what I would encourage you to do is that right now, if things are tough, and I think, I don't know, maybe I've even talked about this, but, like, going back to the old church, like, I remember our pastor saying, like, you'll never be depressed from helping too many people out, right? You'll never be depressed because you're helping so many people, but you will be depressed when you're only looking inward and thinking about yourself. Like, that's where a lot of depression comes from, is thinking, I'm not where I need to be right now in life. I'm behind the Joneses down the street who are making more money, who are building a bigger business, who have nicer cars, have a nicer house. Like, that's typically where a lot of depression comes in, is when we're starting to compare ourselves to other people. But if we're out there helping other people and getting fulfillment that way, it's pretty hard to be depressed at that point, right? And I know personally that when things are bad, like, if you're able to go out there and give freely without it expecting anything in return, it's the best thing you can do, and you're going to help somebody else out. And at the end of the day, like, what's better than being able to help somebody else out, right? Like seriously, what is better than putting a smile on the random stranger's face that you helped out by helping them change a tire, right? Or putting a smile on somebody's face that otherwise maybe would have woke up at Christmas morning, and, you know, and it's not a material thing. Like, kids are kids. Like, you can't tell them, oh, you should just be thankful, right? It's like, you know, kids, they like stuff, right? Like, hopefully they understand the value of stuff, but being able to bless a family and, you know, letting the kids have a cool pair of shoes, like putting a smile on their face, that to me is the good stuff, right? I mean, my kids are going to be taken care of, but not everybody else's kids are, right? Like, probably if you're listening to this, your kids are probably going to be okay, but there may be a family down the street that's not. And so I would seriously encourage you, especially again, as we're going through some of these hard times, like, try to find somebody that you can help. Somebody that you can donate to, somebody that you can bless, somebody that you can take dinner to, somebody that you can help them with, whatever it may be, just some way that you can help somebody out. And if you do it, I promise you, things will start looking better, right? Like, you'll have more fulfillment, more joy. So anyways, guys, I hope this will compel you to go out there and help somebody out, maybe that doesn't deserve it, maybe that never asked for help, but you see a way that you can help, go out there and do it. So anyways, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I'm glad to be able to talk with you on a weekly basis. Again, I'm always very appreciative Also, too, if you're not following me on Instagram, go on there. Hopefully, get a lot of good content out there for you. It's at primal.king. You can also go to primalking.com and sign up for the newsletter for the biggest takeaways. But outside of that, guys, I will talk with y'all next week. We'll have an awesome guest, and we'll see you then. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.